Harbin, the capital of Heilongjiang province on the edge of Siberia, is one of China's coldest places. And when the temperature dips below minus 20 degrees Celsius, the city turns into a wonderland with the creation of castles, towers, and buildings carved out of thick blocks of ice and illuminated after nightfall.
I'm a foreigner, and this is the first time I'm being here, and I want to come back in the future. It's beautiful, and there's a lot of fun to be had here. I am particularly excited about the fireworks tonight.
This is so beautiful. Harbin is known for ice sculptures. I always want to come here, and I traveled a long way to come here to see these ice castles.
180,000 metric tons of ice were used to create this year's Ice and Snow World, the focal point of the festival. Wang Zhengyu, deputy manager of Harbin Ice and Snow World, says organizers have incorporated new methods to construct the central ice building.
We spent 13 days this year to complete the main ice building in the ice world, and this ice building is very different from the previous ones. We brought in new ideas in designing it, and it was very hard to make it because it involved new technologies.
Another highlight during the festival is the ice swimming competition. Sub-zero temperatures in Harbin's Songhua River have done little to curb enthusiasts. 600 ice swimmers from 45 teams all over China took part in the event.
Ice swimming is a great exercise and good for my heart. Although I'm still young, I'm 42 years old. I want to get enough exercise and I will feel the benefits when I get old.
All the ice swimming lovers across the country belong to one big family. It is a great opportunity to exchange ideas with ice swimmers from other parts of the country in this ice swimming competition. I'm really excited about this.
The Ice and Snow Festival in the northeast Chinese city is one of the best known of its kind in the world. This year's festival is said to be the largest one in the event's decades-long history, covering a space as big as 112 football fields. Organizers estimate that over 1.5 million foreign and domestic tourists will visit the Ice and Snow World this year. The festival runs until February 25th. For CRI, this is Ryan Price.